Leaving his mace, Sunflash sped off after the two vermin, heaving his huge frame upward paw over paw. His legendary swiftness had not deserted him. Swinging from rock to ledge, jumping and pulling himself upward, the Badger Lord pursued the pair. The rat was scrambling up a smooth stone incline when the relentless paw of Sunflash grabbed his tail and swung him off. He fell, screeching. Outside, the shades of twilight were beginning to fall. Swart strode around the plateau, watching as his remaining horde beasts sent rocks, arrows, spears and slabs of shale hurtling down the mountainside to batter the gallant but beleaguered hares, who were still striving to climb up and reach the foe beast. Vale stumped to the edge, staggering under the weight of a jagged slab. He hurled it gleefully down and dusted off his paws.
"What's the matter? Scared of getting yourself dirty?"
he said insultingly to Swart.
"Some warlord you are. I've seen more action from a squashed frog."
"I don't know about squashed frogs,"
Swart gritted back angrily.
"But you'll be a squashed ferret if you talk like that to me, Spindleshank."
The warlord left his vermin to their own devices. Crouching next to the opening, he listened intently. He heard the screech of the rat and the agonised yelling of the remaining stoat as Sunflash caught up with him. Swart chanced a quick peek into the opening and saw Sunflash, head bowed as he pulled himself upward. It was too good a chance to miss. Swart grabbed a big rugged slab of shale with both paws and raised it above his head, rushing to the far side of the opening so he would be behind Sunflash when he emerged. He was only just in time. The Badger Lord came up so fast that he was halfway out of the hole before Swart came to a standstill. The warlord brought the rock crashing down on the back of the badger's skull, hitting him so hard that it broke the slab into two pieces. Sunflash fell senseless, half in and half out of the hole. Swart yelled to his horde beasts.
"Grab him! Get some rope! Pull him out of there and bind him tight! I've got the badger!"